Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
And it's the new year. Hey, hope everyone's having a good one. Oh, forget making those resolutions. They're not going to happen. So let's just have some fun today. And we'll see how it goes. Okay, now. How are we going to start off? Start off maybe racy with a little afterbirth monkey. Love the afterbirth mark. It's a great duo. Here we go.
I'm good. Call me Spawn. Silent. The numbers. Shut up. It's ringing.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Afterbirth monkey.
You
know.
You want to hang out? Are you out?
What are you up to? Do you want to like,
Afterbirth monkey in the house.
Everybody grab your cellular phone.
It's time to get freaky.
Roll into the bar, I'll look away. What a shitty end to a very shitty day. Just want to unwind, but don't want to be alone when it pops in your mind, so take out your phone. Sexting is really passe. You know a better, sexy, or nasty way. Because it's a quarter after two, what the fuck you gonna do? Why not call some hottie for a late-night rendezvous? It's easy, but some say it's sleazy to call and say, baby, excuse me, tease me, and please me, but you're bored and you're horny, ain't got work in the morning, and a little vice is nice on your cellular device. Now it's your chance to take fate by the balls. Do a little dance, it's a booty call.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Grab your phone, start to dial. Hang up the phone, wait a little while. Do another shot, liquid courage. Whiskey, whiskey makes you frisky. Remember how long it's been since you last had sex? That shit is getting dusty. Whether you're calling a new lay or even an ex, there's no need to be fussy. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Our phones go click, 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 click as we're taking pictures of our tricks. And then we send to all our friends with benefits. Listen up, cutie, if you want to get some booty, type some dirty words, make it quick, make us want to grab our dick. Our phones are blowing up with a million little texts saying, afterbirth monkey, do you want to have sex? If you think that you're next, you want to have a chance, and it's time to learn the booty call dance.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance.
Shit, it's my phone. Oh, my God.
Why didn't you turn the ringer on?
I'm sorry. I thought I did. Hold on.
Answer it.
Okay, I'm trying. Let me get it.
Hello?
Hey, guys. It's Sherry. What's up? Do you want to, like, hang out or something on whatever?
Oh my God.
It's Sherry
fucking fine.
That's right, bitches. Tinder, Craigslist, I don't care. What doesn't kill makes you longer. Anticipation vibrating in my underwear. The pressure's getting stronger. Smear my lipstick on your titties while you grind her up on my bitties. Jacked and stupid, okay, Cupid, Snapchat, my plenty of fishies. I want you to come on over. Come on over.
Come on over. Oh, hold on, I'm getting a call on the other line. Ugh, it's my ex trying to hit me up for a booty call. Gotta go.
Get it.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Grab your phone.
Okay, I'm calling.
Start to dial.
So cute.
Hang up the phone.
Okay.
Wait a little while. Do another shot. Liquid courage.
Woo!
Whiskey makes you frisky. Remember how long it's been since you last had sex? That shit is getting dusty. Whether you're calling a new lay or even an ex, there's no need to be fussy. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance.
Yeah.
Patty Joe Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters.
Okay, and next Tuesday you'll be having the Golden Globe Awards preview next Tuesday at Movie Attic Headquarters. And that's every Tuesday at 4 p.m. You want to check out Betty Jo Tucker. Always a great show. Fascinating, fascinating. And my buddy Chuck Skull, a very funny guy. I don't know where you're finding all these great bits, but still funny. What would you say, Chuck? 50 years later, still funny, Abbott and Costello. And Chuck's Golden Age of Radio is 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time Saturday mornings. And you want to check out Chuck Skull. Facebook friend him. And follow him and follow me and follow Betty Jo if you press the follow button up there. And you can follow us on Facebook. Shout out to my friend Jack Hoffman if he's listening. Thank you, Jack. Jack bought all three of my CDs. God bless him. And bless you all who support the arts by supporting the arts. Always good to go. Chuck, do you have the Cat Fit Young show too? Are you still doing that? World Rock? I believe that's Fridays at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, and I'll give George Bettinger, he's not here, but I'll give him a shout out. George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. You can go Facebook from the Mom and Pop Shop and follow that thread. Always fun. It's a little crazy to know what to play today, huh? It's, yes, 8 p.m. Saturdays for World Rock with Kat Vecchione. And, of course, the Wacko Network, we love those guys. And they're on a Tuesday through Friday at 9 p.m. So check them out, too. All right, what do I want to play for you? I got to find something here. And I'm looking. Okay, good things coming here. We've got to see. I'm trying to keep the theme going. I know we had the phone thing going. I thought there was another one, but I'm looking for it. I'll find it later. Okay, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. You want to check that out. And I'm just having fun here. Let's do a little me comedy.
You like it? Yeah! Let me bring out a very loud woman. She's real loud.
Coconut and banana.
kill you to go to the theater?
Get it in.
welcome to another episode of La Mala Pepita. When last we left little Pepita, she was bonding with the feeble-minded woman who had adopted her, no questions asked.
Good morning, Pepita. My, what a lovely swimming medal. Wherever did you get it? You can't swim.
Oh, I traded it for a tap shoe.
Oh, how nice. Do you smell something burning in the incinerator?
It is the remains of the janitor.
Oh, how nice. Pepita, have you ever noticed that a lot of bad things happen to good people when you're around?
Oh, never you mind, Mamita. By the way, have I said today you're the sweetest, prettiest, most gullible Mamita ever? Oh, have some almond-scented tea.
Oh, how nice.
The next day, we find the newly orphaned Pepita helping a blind woman to cross the street.
Don't worry, little old blind lady. As long as you have little Pepita by your side, you'll never need a seeing eye dog.
Oh, thank you, my child. I've always depended on the kindness and generosity of strangers.
When next we see Pepita, she is at the home of her physically challenged friend, Esmeralda.
Just think, Esmeralda, how happy everyone will be when you rise and walk from your wheelchair for the first time. Come on, you can do it. Try again.
You know, your spine is really going to hurt. Please don't make me do this. Please.
Don't worry, Esmeralda. We'll just keep on trying, no matter how much it hurts you.
Ouch.
The important thing is that we never give up. Now try again. Close, but no papaya. You must try harder. Let's do it again. You're not trying.
The next day, with Esmeralda in intensive care, Pepita decides it would be fun to have a pen pal.
Dear Mr. Charlie Manson, this is the first time I've written to a real celebrity, but something in your eyes compels me to do it. I think we will become great friends. P.S. Could you think of a cute nickname for me, like Squeaky Mean or Angel of Death? Love, your pen pal Pepita.
Tune in tomorrow when Pepita experiments with common household poisons.
This time it will take more than a kiss to wake Snow White up. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Always fun with Tom Carosa in the house. Always fun. Love that, Tom. Okay, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. You want to don't want to miss that every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And I got to scroll back up to see what your show is going to be. Betty Jo, I know it's the Golden something. Golden Globe Awards, which is always a good sign for the Oscars. So you want to check that out with Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Also, George Bettinger's in the house from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. But if you join his Facebook page, he posts a little link right there. You just click on it and press play, and it makes it so easy. You can also follow him on Facebook as well as Betty Jo. Chuck Skull. Oh, yeah, Chuck. Chuck's World of Mayhem, yep. And he's got a great comedy show on Saturday mornings. It's the golden age of radio, and it's as funny as it was years ago, it's as funny today. I like to do all my multitasking while I'm doing that. Folding laundry and laughing. That kind of thing going on. Did I leave anybody out? I don't think so. Who else is in the house? Well, we want to give a shout-out to the Wacko Network, too. Tuesdays through Fridays at 9, 8 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. All right, checking it all out there. Oh, boy. I just want to have some lascivious biddies. It was our funny ladies. Oh, gosh, time goes fast. Oh, we're down to the wire. I might have to rethink that. Okay. George is always multitasking. You can also go to George Bettinger if you want to advertise on the show and check it out, and he'll give you the ad rates. You want to check at that. And, boy, it's going pretty fast here. Not the Facebook. Well, the Facebook song.
Is evil, and I'll tell you.
you why. It makes me have to see who's dating my ex-guy. I stare at his photos and it makes me cry. And that's one reason Facebook is evil. Facebook is dangerous and that's the truth. People posting pictures of me from my youth. Pictures where I'm puking in a Denny's booth. It's blackmail. And that's two reasons Facebook is evil. You find things out about people's success. You wanna feel glad, but you get depressed. You wanna stop looking, but you're so obsessed with Leslie Cass from middle school, who always seems so freaking cool. But now she's married to a tool. That makes you happy, so you keep on looking, cause it's worth it for the moment when you're happy. But also bad. I read some woman's wall and learned she married my dad. I kinda wish he told me first and I felt sad. And now I can't stop stalking them on Facebook. And I don't care about the sandwich you ate or how it's just amazing that your life's so great. Be more selective with your status update. Try a phrase with sass or a shot of your ass or something else that I'm gonna be honest, I don't give a shit when you're happy. Happy, happy. Poke, poke, poke. Like, like. Single, single in a relationship. Poke, poke, poke. Like, like. Single, single in a relationship. Poke. When you're feeling fat, you can find old frenemies in 2 seconds flat and engage them right away with an instant chat and say, I thought I was fat, but you are fatter. I thought I was fat, but you are fatter. And those are reasons we think Facebook's evil and also Farmville.
Well, that's Mel and L. Check them out on Facebook. They're very talented. And you want to check out everybody on Facebook. I can't believe how fast the time goes when you're having fun with friends. Yep. All my friends. Like Betty Jo Tucker. Betty Jo Tucker. Movie Attic Headquarters. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Get the lowdown on your movies. She'll give you the where, how, and when. And if you want comedy, well, check out Chuck Skull on Saturday mornings. The golden age of radio. And you can listen at 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio for our friend Chuck Skull. Now, now I'm going to riff a little. Oh, yeah, I'm getting to you. Don't worry about it. George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. At 4 p.m. on Dream Team Radio. Oh, check it out. Please check it out, Mama. Come Facebook friend him. Oh, yeah. Facebook friend him and click on the thread. Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 4 p.m. The Golden Hour. Also, World Rock Radio. Friday at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio with Pat McNeely. Wish you had a great weekend, everybody. It's almost over. A long weekend. Yeah. Check it out. All right. You can watch my TV show tonight. Friday, 8 p.m. at www.mnn.org/7pm. It's the Lifestyles channel. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check me out. Thank you for listening, everyone. and keep smiling. The world will smile with you.